Welcome. Welcome to this five-week crash course. In a period of 5 weeks, we are going to have mastered many aspects of being able to read Hebrew. And we're going to be able to know all the sounds of the letters in just 5 weeks. And it's going to be lots of fun. That's the key. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to enjoy it. Very good. Now you'll notice on either side of me I have some beautiful posters which have the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Now we're going to see that this is really not the correct order, but it's written this way in order so that we're not going to be confused with some letters which may look the same, even though they very well do not sound the same. So the first thing we're going to do is this handout. If you'd be able to just fill out this attendance sheet. Big Brother makes me do that. It's part of it. And this is a similar chart, the Aleph Bet chart we have here. And we're going to be going through systematically many different letters and there are different sounds. And on the bottom of the page, we also find the vowels. Because in Hebrew, in addition to the 22 letters, we also have just 8 vowels, which are underneath the letters, which makes them sound differently based on the vowels underneath. So for today's lesson, which will be lesson 1 for level 1, we have this packet, which is yours. Yours to keep. You can write on it. You can do whatever you like. And we're going to go through this entire packet this evening, within the hour. So, without further ado, let's get right to it. So, this book, this is actually, even though this is a little packet that I made, nonetheless, this is actually, this is actually a book. The name of the book, which I'm using for this class, is called Reshit Bina. Reshit Bina, and of course in the bottom, just another plug, is the Hebrew Reading Crash Course. Now, you saw in the wave, Reshit means the very beginning. Like actually the first word in the Torah is Breshit, in the beginning. So Reshit means the beginning of Bina, of knowledge, of acquiring wisdom of the Hebrew language. Yes?
Knowledge or understanding?
It could certainly be translated as understanding, a more specific translation, absolutely. But certainly, this is, whichever name they decided to name the book, it's going to be our guide to be able to help us master the Hebrew language in the period of 5 weeks. Now, this is what we're going to do for the first hour. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to have a different class, which is a level 2 class, which is going to be really geared for people who've graduated the level 1 class. But nonetheless, we're able to perhaps, depending on how far we are and where we're up to, and we'll be able to decide what to do from that point. But in the meantime, we're going to begin by looking on page 7 in our Reshit Bina, as well as, at the same time, looking at our chart, which we have in front of us, or it's also on our easel in front of us as well. What we're going to begin is, we're going to begin not with a letter, but we're actually going to begin with a vowel. The vowel, which we're going to see, looks very much like a tongue depressor. That, you know, you go to the doctor, and they give you this tongue depressor, and they put it in your throat, and what do they make you say when they do that? They make you say, ah, exactly. That is the sound of this letter, which we find on the very top of page 8. This line, which is underneath a letter, as I'll show you on my cards that we're going to be going through, This card is the letter, good evening. The letter, there's a letter up here, of course it's not the letter X. It's a Hebrew letter, but that's not the focus of this card. The focus is the letter, the vowel underneath. This is what we call the stick vowel, and it looks like a tongue depressor, and it makes a person say, ah. So therefore, the first thing we're going to do is read the first line on page 7. Okay, class, let's read the first line on page 7. Now, you need a lot of participation. So I need for everyone to be able to help me out. So on the first line on page 7, please read that very first line for me. You guys are great! You mastered the first vowel. Excellent job. Very good. We have an attendance sheet over here, sir, if you'd be able to just fill out this information. Excellent. So that is the first letter, the first sound which we've learned, which is the sound ah. Now, you'll notice on our chart, there are these two letters. This one that looks kind of like an X, and also this letter, which if you look at it, it kind of looks like the letter Y. In Hebrew, this letter and this letter have no sound. So therefore, it takes the sound based on whatever is underneath it. So, for example, going back to our page 7, we have in front of us this letter, which looks like, again, the letter X, which has no sound, but it takes the sound of the vowel underneath it, and let's read line 5 together. Class? Excellent. Perfect. Because that letter, as well as its friend, the letter, which looks like the letter Y, there you go, sir, has no sound. Okay, very good. Would you believe we're already on the second page of our packet? We are flying. We are going very fast. You guys did really good. I wasn't expecting to be moving this quickly. Okay, very good. What was that? Well, what I'm going to, I can tell you the names of some of the vowels, but I generally don't require the class to memorize them because it may just be confusing. This letter is called in Hebrew an aleph, and this one is an ayin, but that's not necessary for this class. For this class, we want to be able to know how to read Hebrew. To know how to read Hebrew, it's not necessary for us to know the names of the letters, but in fact, it is something which eventually we'll be able to get to. Certainly, in perhaps in the level 2 classes, we'll get to that as well. Okay. All right. Page 8. All right. Now, you'll see that there is an additional vowel. We're ready to learn our second vowel. Our second vowel, just like you can see on this little card over here, it looks like a little T. Now again, this is not a letter, this is a vowel underneath the letter, okay? Which you can see on your chart, which is right over here, okay? Which is on the bottom right of your chart. Now, there's a difference between Ashkenazic Jewry and Sephardim. I'm going to teach it to you as the Sephardim do, because when it comes to modern Hebrew, in almost all schools, and I'm a principal of a yeshiva, a Jewish day school, they learn Hebrew as it's being said in Israel. So therefore, this little T will also take upon the same sound as that stick vowel, that tongue depressor. Therefore, whenever you see this letter, it's what sound? Ah, exactly. So this way, whenever you see this vowel, the tongue depressor or the little T vowel, will both know that it's the same sound, and that sound is ah. Excellent. Very good. Okay. Now, with that said, we can now turn, as we may have already, to page 8. Let's see line 7. All right, let's read line 7 on page 8. Oh, class, I don't hear everyone.
I don't think I have page 8.
Oh, it's It may not.
There is.
Yeah, it's right, because it's a little book. The book that I have, the Reishit Binah, is small, so it's double sided. It's double, so I just put it on each page. Okay, all right, that's fine. Okay, but the best way that we're able to learn is by just letting go. Don't worry about, you know, just you have to learn, so you say it, no problem. We're all friends, no big deal. Okay, moving on to page 9. Okay, page 9, because we're finishing. Believe it or not, this entire packet's today, okay? So there's no fooling around. There's no time for a coffee break. If you want, though, there is. Okay, so I guess there is, but that's on your own. Page 9 in our packet, we're now going to be introduced to another letter. And this letter, which you can see on your chart, is right here. Now this letter looks, perhaps, if you see a little dot in the middle, like there's a little ball in there. There's a little ball inside that letter. Now, you can also look at this letter and see that it's like an open box. It's an open box, and it also has a ball in the middle. So you can imagine the name of this, the way you say this letter, whenever you see it, is Ba, right? So when you see this letter, you think in the middle that there's one inside a ball. So therefore, this letter is Ba. When you see this, it's Ba, okay? Ba as in ball. So with that said, let us turn, as we have already, to page 9. On page 9, let's read line 1. Excellent. Now let's read line 3. Excellent. Now, let's read line 5. Excellent. Now, if you look in that little box on the bottom of page 9, let's read that entire box. Let's try our best. Go ahead. Ah, ba, ba. Ah, ba, ba. Does anyone know that sometimes some little kids in my house, they call me that very first thing that you said? And what is that? Abba. Because Abba is a father. And that's the first word we've just learned. Just a matter of a few minutes, I told you how fast it is to be able to learn Hebrew. Abba is father. Ba, come. Come, Dad. I don't know what they want, but they're saying, Abba, Ba, Father, come. And that's what we just did. Excellent. Yeah, very good. Yeah, it means get over here, right? He's coming, and here he comes. Okay, very good. Now, because I have all these flashcards, I'm very dangerous with flashcards. So I'm not just going to keep flying. Once in a while, I'm just going to stop and say, so you got to be ready. You got to be on your toes, okay? Okay, all right. We are now learning the next letter. The next letter, which can be found on page 10, you'll see on our chart that this letter looks very much like the letter we just saw a few seconds ago. However, there is a difference, because there is a ball. So this has the sound ba. However, it's vacant. There's a vacuum. It's void of the ball. It's void. It's not there. It's void. So therefore, when you see this letter, the letter which is has a vacuum in it, or it's void of the ball, this letter has the sound V. V. Okay? V. So when you see the ball inside, that means it's B. Without the ball, if it's void of the ball, or there's a vacuum,
I'm not leaving.
V. That's okay. No problem. We have some nice coffee to warm you up to. Whatever you'd like. Okay? But this letter is what sound, everyone?
V.
Okay, well, just making sure you guys are alert and, you know. Okay, good. Very well. Now, with that said, we're on page 10. And we're now going to focus on this letter and see how well we're able to do this. Now you realize once you have more letters and more vowels, they don't just do this one letter. What do? They remind you of the other stuff that we just learned a few minutes ago. Okay? All right. Now, before we continue and read on page 10, I need to introduce you to one more vowel. And that vowel are two dots, one on top of the other. Okay? We see there's two dots, one on top of the other. This has no sound. This is also a silent vowel. Okay? Just like these, the X and the Y are silent letters, when you see two dots underneath a letter, that vowel is a silent vowel. And therefore, this will take upon itself the sound of the letter above it. Okay? With that said, perhaps we can now move on and see how well we do with line... Let's try line 4. Go ahead, class. Ba.
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 Excellent. So you saw in line 4 the difference between when there's the ball inside or if it's void of it. So if there's a ball, you said ba. And if there was nothing inside, it was void of it, then you said va. Excellent. Let's try line 5. Excellent. You guys are on the ball. We are on the ball. Excellent. Let's move on to line number 7. Ah, ba, ah, ba, ah, ba, ah, ba, ba. Excellent. Very good. Okay. Now that was because all of them had the ball inside. Now let's try the tricky line, which is line 8. Okay, class, let's try line 8. Av. Oh my gosh. You guys are flying. I don't know what to say. Okay, now let's try the box. Go ahead. Excellent. And what does it mean when it says Abba? Father. And when it says Abba, Ba, Father is coming. Exactly. Fine. And also, another way of saying Father, instead of the Abba, it could just be underneath it. It says what? Let's read what it says underneath the last line. Abba. So Av is another way of saying Father. Father could be Abba, or it could just be Av, just to make it a little different. But nonetheless, it's the same guy they're talking about. They're talking about dear old dad. Okay. How's everyone doing? Is everyone having as much fun as I am? Great. I'm so glad to hear it. Okay. Now, we're going to turn to page 11. All right. Page 11. Does everyone have page 11? Oh, it's already on page 11. Okay. By the way, what is this sound? Excellent. And what is this sound? Excellent. No one answered. That's good. I tried to trick you. And what's this sound? Ah. Very good. Bob, very good. There's a ball. Excellent. I'm going to try to trick you one more time, maybe. Ah, silent again. All right. You guys are, I can't trick you guys. I'll keep trying. I might be successful eventually. Okay, page 11. Okay, now we're up to learning a new vowel and also a little hook next to the vowel. This vowel, which you can see on your chart, so far, it's in order. Everything that we have on this chart so far is in order. We saw the letter X and the letter Y, which are silent. We saw the ball. We saw this, which was void. We already have these four letters down. Down, down, perfect. We also have these different vowels, the tongue depressor, the A, the little T, which is also an A, this one, which is perfect. And now we're up to this little dot, which very much looks like a P on your plate. There's always the child, or even myself, I don't always eat all my peas. Sometimes I might even just leave one little pea on my plate, and that's what it looks like. A single dot very much looks like a little green pea. And therefore, you can imagine that this has the sound E. E like in a bumble bee, E. That's what this sound is, E. Okay, so whenever you see this dot, which again, it's not a word, it's a letter, it's a vowel underneath a letter, it always is the letter, is the sound E. Okay? E. Now sometimes, in addition to this little single dot underneath a letter, sometimes you'll also see next to it a little hook, which looks something like this. Okay? Sometimes you'll see a little hook next to it, which looks something like this. Alright. With that said, yes, let us try line one. Okay, class, let's do this.
The first one, it has a little line going down it next to it.
Yes. We're going to see that there are a lot of different marks in the Hebrew language. That happens to be a comma. Okay?
A comma.
So a lot of the things that we're learning are being systematically taught the way it is, skipping other little notes and lines. But that happens to be just a little comma for our sake. Okay? It's a very good question. But in the meantime, let's try together line... What line did I say? I forgot. Line one? Oh, how creative I am. Okay, line one. Excellent. Okay, excellent. Let's try line two as well together. B, V, V, B, B, V, V. Excellent. Okay? You guys are great. You guys are doing very well. Terrific. Let's try line number six together. Now remember, we have to remember what the other sounds and now the new ones. The old sounds and the new ones. That's why even after we finish today, it's very important that you will bring this home and review it. And review it and review it so that next week you'll be able to move on and do even better than you're even doing now, which is really great. Okay, let's try, which line did we say?
Six.
Okay, let's try line six. Ba.
Ba.
Ba. Ba. Right, we have to do the vowel underneath. Avi. Av. Av. Line seven. Ba. Av. 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 Line eight. Ah.
Ah.
Excellent. Let's try the box. Now the box is all the way that we have this in our book. This reshit bina is anything in the box are words. Actual words that we're able to create based on the few letters and vowels that we've learned so far. Okay? So let's look at the box. Go ahead, line nine. Excellent. Excellent. So, the first thing we said was Abba Ba. What does Abba Ba mean?
Father.
Good. The next is Av Ba, which means, Av also means father. Avi Ba means my father. Come. Well, we're going to learn more about prefixes and suffixes. That's really more in level 2. But Avi means my father. Usually when you see the letter Yud, with that letter, that little hook, that is an indicator, is a suffix, which means my. But that's something which is we'll focus more on when we get to level 2. And line 10. Class, take it away. Excellent. Very good. Okay. Questions? No questions? Well, you guys are too easy. When I would teach, they would always say, what if, what if, what if? So I don't have to worry about that. Okay. Let's turn to page 12. My goodness, I should have made like 50 pages. I only have like another few pages to go. Okay. We're up to page 12. And before we see page 12, what is this sound?
Ah.
Excellent. Very good. And what is this sound?
Ah.
Ah. What is this sound?
Ah.
Well, right. And what is this? And what is this? Silence. Perfect. And what is this?
E.
Very good. Excellent. And what is this again? Ah, very good. All right. Very good. So far, we're doing very well. You guys are doing great. And we're now going to move on to the next page, page 12. And on page 12, we're going to see a new letter. In fact, I'm going to briefly show you on this page the difference between this letter and this letter. Now, what the good people at this agency did was they made it very easy for us to remember the sounds. Now, if you look at this letter, it kind of looks like a mound or a mountain. However, and you climb up the mountain, and it'd be very happy when you climb up, you can just go down, you can just climb right down. That's a mountain, right? So therefore, this letter sounds like the sound ma, right? Ma. So when you look at this letter, you think of some guy climbing up a mountain, and that's it. He's all happy, climbed up a mountain. But this guy, he can't climb up, because if he does, he'll fall down, because there's a huge tear on the top. There's a tear up here. So he wouldn't climb up here. Wouldn't be good for him. So therefore, you look at this, you think it's a tear. It's a tear on the top. But this is a beautiful mountain which has the sound ma. Right, very good. With that said, we're now going to see on page 12 this letter. Okay, class, let's try line 1. Ma. Excellent. Very good. Let's try line 4. Excellent. Take your time. You don't have to do it together. You have to master it. So once you're able to feel comfortable, you move on to the next sound. That's not a problem. Let's try line 6. E, me. Excellent. Line 7. E, ma, e. Line 8. Now we're up to another box. A box means that there's actual words that we've created. Okay, let's try line 9, everyone. Okay, class. E. Excellent. Now, sometimes my children don't like calling their father or their Abba. Sometimes they like to call their Ima, right? Ima is a mother. That's that's what we just said on line 9. Ima, which means mother, me, ba, the word me, who, me, ba, who is, what do we say the word ba means? Who is coming? Who's coming? Ima, me, ba, mommy, who's coming? And guess what she says? Abba, your father is coming. Abba, your father is coming. Okay? So we see again that when we learn these letters, they somehow form words, which is what it's all about. So as we master more and more sounds, we'll be able to come across more and more words, and a lot of them we've heard. A lot of them we're familiar with. But now that we're learning what the sounds are and what the letters look like and how to say them, now when we see those letters together as make-up words, we'll understand exactly the sounds from those words. Okay, let's try line 10. Okay, class, line 10. E... Ba, av, ba, ah, ba, ba. Very good. Excellent, excellent. Okay. So now we know almost. We know this whole line. With this entire line, we've just done already. It's incredible. That's very fast. Very fast. Okay. So now we know the ma sound. Now we're going to jump already down to line 2. Line 2, we're going to now see two different letters, which, although they look very much the same, they actually come across with very different sounds, okay? You'll see that if the letter dents in this way, it's not rounded and nice and round, but rather it's dented in, like so, it dents in, this letter makes the sound duh, duh. Because you see, the way that the letter's made is it dents in that way. So it dents in, so that dent reminds us that this letter is the sound duh. However, this letter we see is rounded, very, very round. And therefore, when we see that letter, we know that that takes upon itself a different sound, the sound r. Okay? And you'll see, do you know which side it's rounded? It's rounded on the right side. It's rounded on the right side. So when you look at this letter, you know that it's rounded on the right side, so therefore it makes which sound? R. Very good. However, if you would see a letter which is dented in, you would know that it makes the sound duh. Okay? All right. Okay, very good. Page 13. We're now going to learn this letter and be able to do it together. This is my favorite page because it says Ruh, as in rabbi. So, makes me feel good. That actually acknowledged me for once, you know, for something. Good. So this is my letter. This is the way to write the word rabbi. You have to first use, this is the first letter in the word rabbi. So it's Ruh. Okay. Let's try line 2. Ra, ra, ri, ri, ra. Excellent. Let's try line 4. Ra.
Rabbi. Rabbi. Rabbi.
And by the way, Rabbi means rabbi. That's how you say rabbi. 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 Or, which in English means rabbi. But Rabbi is a rabbi. Okay. Fine. Line 5. Line 6. I like this line. Rabbi. Excellent. Very good. Let's move on to line 9. E. Line 10. Okay, now here we have a box. And the box says, let's say it together. E. Excellent. Now this would be something that my daughter would be asking my wife. That's a question that she would my daughter would ask my wife, and my wife would answer my daughter. And Irving, what would my daughter be asking? What does it say? Ima, mom, me, Rabbi, who is the rabbi? And what would she answer? The next one, Abba, Rabbi. Your father is the rabbi. Abba, Rabbi. So that's what would happen. And that would be a conversation. So we just had, with just in a half hour or so that we've been learning, a whole dialogue between two people. It's pretty amazing. Okay, let's move on to page 14. Does anyone have any questions? Does anyone have any questions that they would like to share or think of at this time? You guys remind me of the letter X to the letter Y, because you're being
silent.
Exactly. Very good. Okay. But that doesn't mean I have to be silent. Oh, no. You're never going to get a rabbi to be silent, right? We like to talk. So, what is this letter? This vowel, rather. E. Okay, is everyone looking up? Silent in the room. That's a good thing. Very good. How about this letter? What does this sound like? Ma. Very good. Excellent. And how about the little T, this vowel? Ah. Very good. And how about when there's a ball in the middle? Ba. Very good. And what if it's void or vacant? Va. Very good. And let's see if anyone makes any noise now. Silent again. Okay. Very good. And what is the sound? Because remember, it's rounded on the right side, so it does that. And when you go to the doctor and he sticks that thing in your mouth, do we all have to say? Ah, very good. Okay. All right. Let's move on to the next letter. Now, we're going to see on our chart over here two different letters that look alike, but they are very different. The sounds of these two letters are very different. This letter, you'll see, the way it's shaped is, it's not a whole line. It's only half of a line. It's half, right? It's half of a line, right? And because of that, there's a hole in there. It's a hole. You can go right in. The hole in the middle is half a line. So this letter is the sound ha. So when you see this, you look and say, yeah, that's only half a line. That's half a line. This, by the way, looks very much like if a person would go to a wedding and the bride and the groom are underneath a chuppah, because it's on all three sides, and they're inside, the bride and the groom, underneath a chuppah. That is the sound of this letter, chuppah, right? Which is one of the hardest letters for someone who never spoke Hebrew, because they're in America, in English, there's no such sound, the chuppah sound, right? But nonetheless, that is the sound what this letter makes. In fact, one holiday that's coming up very soon starts with this letter. And this holiday, which is in only a few weeks from now, where people light their candles and stuff like that, is called what holiday? Chanukah. Chanukah. Because that's the first letter of that holiday. Chanukah. But sometimes you may hear people that don't know Hebrew, which is okay, because we know Hebrew, right? So we don't have to make fun of them. right? Because they just didn't come to our class tonight. But you'll hear that they don't say it that way. They say Hanukkah, Hanukkah, because they don't know how to say this. But we do. It's Hanukkah, like a chuppah. Hanukkah. That's the proper way of saying it. Okay? Because if it was the other way, it would be a different word. Or you have to come to a 5-week Hebrew crash course. One of the two. All right. So again, when we see this letter, we know it's closed on all three sides. It's not half a line. And it's like a little chuppah. So it's the chuppah sound, okay? However, when we see this letter, which is a hole in the middle and it's almost half a line, Irving, what does that sound make? Ha. Ha. Because it's half a line. And there's a hole in the middle. Okay? Very good. Excellent. Okay. Alright. Let us move on to line 2. Line 2, everyone. Class on page 14. Ha. Ha. He. He. Ha. He. He. Very good. Let's try line 3. You see the font's getting smaller now. Line 3. Ah, ba, va, ra, ma, ma, ba, ah. I have to take a deep breath for that one. Okay, I'm ready. Line 4. Ma, he, ma, he, he, e, ma. Excellent. Ima, right. Line 7. Ah, ba, ba, e, ma, ba, ah. Line 9. E, ma, ma, ha, av, ha, av, ra, bi. Excellent, very good. Line 11. A, vi, ha, ra, bi, ma, e, mi. Line 13. Ha, av, a, mar, e, ma, e, ma, ba, ah. Excellent. Very good. Okay. Good job. Okay. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, compliments. Okay, very good. I'm glad no one criticized. No, oh, that's fine.
You're shouting. I think your voice would feel better if you...
Oh, really? How about everyone's ears? That would help also, right? My screaming. Okay, no problem. I just get very excited about learning Hebrew. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It might be the 8 cans of soda I drank also, but... Okay, I won't scream. I'll try not to.
I'm just thinking of your voice.
I appreciate it. Thanks. I always scream. Don't I? Okay, let's go through the letters. Can you guys still hear me? All right, okay. Va, excellent, very good. Ra, very good, excellent. Excellent, very good. Silence. Ah.
E.
E. Remember the little P on my plate? I have a little P. Don't eat that. I don't like peas. I'm the one. Ma. Right. It's a mountain. It's a climbing the mountain. And the little T on the bottom is ah. And the little ball. Ba. Very good. Okay. Good. Okay. All right. We are now on page 15. Okay? Page 15. We're now, you'll see on the top, lesson 9. Okay? Can you imagine we already did 8 lessons? Lesson 9. You'll see this letter Y, which has no sound, but we are now going to see a new vowel. A new vowel. We did these vowels. We're now this one. You see that we're almost finished with all the vowels. This is more than halfway finished. You'll see that whenever you find 3 triangular dots, again, it means it's underneath the letter, 3 triangular dots, it will have the sound just like eggs, right? Or nest, nest, eh. This has the eh sound, okay? So if you see these 3 dots, these 3 triangular dots, it's eh. Eh. Can everyone say that with me? Eh. Okay. Can you guys hear me in the back? Eh. Because I'm just not used to being so quiet. Eh.
That's fine.
No, I wait till the next day when the kids come, you know, for school. Eh. Okay. So the 3 triangular dots is eh. So if you think of this, is almost looks like a nest. Eh. Right. It's like, it looks like a little bit of a nest. Those 3 dots are underneath a letter, and that's the sound it makes, eh, okay? So far, we have quite a few different vowels that we have mastered already, right? We've mastered 5 different vowels, and let's quickly see them so we don't get confused, all right? We're learning this letter, this vowel, which is eh, okay? The little T, okay. The little P, B. The tongue depressor, and the very quiet.
Silent.
Okay, so we're now on lesson 9, okay? Lesson 9, we're introduced to the letter Y. It's not really the letter Y, but that's what we're calling it because that's what it looks like, okay? Because you asked me before what this letter was. That's an aleph.
It's not even given a name.
Right. There. This is, as it says here, is an ayin. Okay? But for our sake, an ayin and an aleph have no sound. So we just call it the letter. It looks like an X, it looks like a Y.
So no matter which vowel it's under, whether it's an aleph or an ayin, then you have the same pronunciation.
It has, right. It takes upon the sound of the vowel underneath it, right? That's the purpose, because you can never find, this is just a concept, you cannot find a vowel without a letter above it, right? It's only, as we see in all these different diagrams over here, that they all have something above it, right? So that's the reason why we need silent letters, because we may only want the sound of the vowel. So that's why they're, because otherwise, like, why do they exist? If they're silent, so what do we have them for? It's because of the vowels underneath. Because otherwise, we wouldn't be able to make those sounds, because we need something above it. So we put silent letters above it so that we can have the vowel. That's the basic idea behind it. Okay? Alright. Page 15. Alright. So now we're up to this letter which has no sound. Therefore, all we have to really focus on is this new vowel that we just came across, which has the 3 dots, the 3 triangular dots, which looks like this, which is, again, the sound eh. Okay, with that said, let's try line 1 together. Eh. Ba. Okay. The word Erev means night. Right, very well. That's right. Erev is a Hebrew word which means night. Okay, line 2. Me, re, a. Quiet. They're really trying to trick you. I thought that was my job. They're tricking you too? What is it? What type of book is this? You know, they're trying to trick us? All right. Line 3. This is it. This is your line over here. Okay? Erev ba. What does that mean? What is erev ba? Night. Yeah, look outside. Erev ba. Right? It's the evening. Erev ba. The evening has come. Okay? That's why they underlined it. Let's try line 4. Erev. 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 Oh, wow. That was a hard line. Let's move on to line 7, okay? E-rev, ba, a, ba, ba. Good. Line 9. Ba, e, rev, a, ba, ba. What do you think that means, line 9? Ba, what does that mean? Ba, e, rev, a, ba, ba. Yeah. Father's going to come home sometime tonight, right? As soon as he finishes teaching this lovely class, which I'm having so much fun doing.
Or would you say Father comes tonight?
We're going to see when in the level 2 concept is that it doesn't necessarily matter so much the translation, because a lot of it's lost in translation, which is getting into, this is a Hebrew class, but one of the most important reasons why a lot of people who are not even of the Jewish faith study Hebrew, who are religious, is because they realize the value of knowing Hebrew for the actual Bible, the Torah itself. Because once it's translated, a lot of things are lost in the translation. So therefore, the Hebrew itself is so rich that people take upon themselves to learn this language because they want the authentic meaning of what it says in the Bible. Okay. Let's continue with line 11. E ma ba a ba e rev. Good. And that probably means, what is ima? Irving, what is ima?
Mother.
Mother. Very good. And what is mother doing? She is ba'a. She is coming when? Ba ba erev. In the evening. Right? Okay, line 12. Mi ba ba e rev. Mi ba a ba e rev. Okay, it's the same question. Mi means who? Mi ba a ba e rev. Who is coming tonight? I didn't know. Mi ba a ba e rev. Who's coming tonight? Okay? That's what it means. Okay? Mi ba'aba er. Okay, let's move on to page 16. Okay. Is everyone having fun? They told me that the most important thing about this class is I have to make sure they're having fun. So if you're not having fun, I'm not doing my job. So please have fun. Okay? Thank you. Alright. Page 16. Okay. On page 16, we're now going to see new vowels. Even though we're going to see two of the vowels, they really make the same sound. They make the same sound, okay? Of course, everything that I gave you is, of course, yours to keep. One of them, you'll see, is a little dot, which is on top, the top left side of a letter. Because up until this point, all the vowels have always been on the bottom. Just to make our lives a little bit more confusing, they decided to mix up for us and decided to put this dot on the top on the left. Because, let me see if you guys are really paying attention. This is your extra credit question. Because if this little dot was here instead, what sound would it make?
E.
Whoa, you guys are good.
Right.
Very good. So therefore, it can't be there because it wants a different sound.
Right.
They put it up here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is O.
O.
O. O. What's it doing up there? O. The same is if there's this little stick and there's a little dot on the top.
Yeah.
Okay? The way I always... You look at this, it's also the same sound. Oh. Oh. Right? It's either... The dot is always on the top here, too. But it doesn't have to be this stick. Sometimes it's a different letter in up there. Or it's on top of the stick. If it's on top of the stick, or it's like this, it's the sound O. The way that I always remember this is I always think of if someone would take a bowling ball and drop it on my head, I would say, oh! Well, that's how I remembered it. You can remember whichever way you want, okay? But that's what I do.
That means O.
Yeah, they both mean O. So I remember.
Silent O.
What?
The X is a silent O.
The X is any other. The X is any of these potential letters. But we're. That's not important. The important focus, that's why it's in a shady color, is this dot. And it's the sound O, alright? This is always the sound O, alright? And if you want to remember the bowling ball dropping on my head and me getting such a tremendous headache that I grab the top of my head where the dot is, I say, oh! Oh! Fine. If you don't want to remember it, you think I'm crazy, then don't remember. That's your choice. Anyway, all right. With that said, let's try on page 16, line number 1. Bow, bow, mo, mo, o, o. Excellent. Very good. Line 2. Row, 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 ho, ho, ha, ha. Very, very good. Okay, line number 6. Now, before we see we're going to see line 5, because line 5 is going to teach us a very important rule, which I didn't teach you because we didn't get to this until now. There's going to be something a little bit different about this letter, which we're going to see in line 5. Okay, let's try line 5. Mo, re, eve, re. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Interesting, whenever you see this letter at the end of a word, it's silent. Again, just to confuse you. Just to make it a little more difficult for us. Whenever you see this letter at the end of a word, it's silent. So, for example, let's try line 5 again.
Vertical? Silent.
Oh. It's this one, remember? We did this? That's a silent vowel, okay? All right. So let's read line 5 one more time. Then we'll translate what it means. Mo, re, eve, re. Okay. Mo, re means a teacher. In my school, almost all the teachers are called mora, or more. Mora means teacher. We have a mora Etty, Amora Hannah, Amora Ora, Mora Rivka. Mora means teacher. That's what the teachers are called. Mora. Teacher Hannah. Teacher Rebecca.
So the male is O and...
Yes. This, on line 5, it's written for a boy. More is a boy. A girl is Amora. Okay? But either way, that's what it means. But the letter hey at the end is silent. Let's try line 7, okay? Line 7. Ah, ba, e, ma, ha, mo, re, ba. The teacher is coming. Line 8. Ha, mo, re, ha, eve, re. Ba. So you see those two dots underneath the V? We didn't make any sound there. It's ha, eve, re. Okay. Line 10. Ah, ba, ha, mo, ha, re, ba. Let's see if we can, Irving, let's try to... I hope I'm not... You don't think I'm picking on you today. Okay? Wait till you see if I'm really picking on you. You'll be in big trouble. Line 10. What is... Line 10 is a whole... is a real sentence. Abba... Abba... What does Abba mean?
Father.
Amar. Amar is... said. He said. Amar is... Father said. A lot of times in the Torah, you find a very famous verse. Like... Vayadaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor. Omar. You constantly see the word Omar. Said. Abba Amar. Father said. That's a colon. That's just, it's not a sound. It's a grammatical, right? Just like in English. Hamore. The teacher. Ha'ivri. Ivri is like an Ivri, Hebrew. Ba is coming. My Hebrew teacher's coming. Okay, that's what he said. Father, my father. Father said, "Your Hebrew teacher's coming." Okay, line. Let's try line 12 and 13. Line 12. Me ha mo re ba. 13. Me ba a ha. Excellent. Excellent. The little t is the ah sound in this class, okay? Even though Ashkenazim say it a little differently, for the sake of this class, we are going to be utilizing that. Moving on to page 17. Page 17, we're going to see the letter which we saw before, which this letter has a dent in it. It's a dent. Remember this letter? There's a big dent in that letter, which means it takes upon the sound duh. Duh. Okay, that's the sound. Everyone? Duh. Okay, alright. Let's try line 1 on page 17. Together, class. Do. 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 Dode. Do. Da. Okay. Line 3. Let's split. We need 100% cooperation. Line 3. Is everyone with me? Okay, let's do it together. Line 3. Ba. Do. Di. Dode. Ha. Dode. Ba. Do. Di. Very good. Excellent. Line 5. Do. Di. Mo. Re ha do da mo ra. Now again, you see, sometimes they look very much alike, especially when the letters are getting smaller and smaller, but you'll see that this is rounded at the right. And here there's a dent in it. So you'll eventually, as we practice, we'll be able to get it down a little bit better. But you guys are doing terrific. Okay, let's try line 7. Ha do mo re ha do da mo ra. Excellent, very good. Let's try line 12. Mi mo ra ha do da di vo ra mo ra. Let's translate what that line means, okay? Line 12 says, asks a question. And that question is, mi mora, what does the word mi mean? Mi mora, who is the what teacher? Very good. So the answer is, hadoda, doda is an aunt. My aunt, and her name is de, what is that name? Devo. Devora, right? My aunt Devora is a Mo-ra. Okay? Devora. Devora. Deborah. That's the English word, but the way you say it in Hebrew is Devora. Exactly the way you guys said it. She is a Mo-ra. She is a teacher. Line 13. Ma-ha-dod. Ha-dod. Mo-re. Eve. Re. Very good. So this question is, you'll see the difference between a doda and a dode, right? A dode, a doda is an aunt. And Because in Hebrew, if it's a girl, there's that letter, that ha sound at the end. This letter which looks like this. But when there's no letter, like it says on line 13, ma hadod. Dod is an uncle. An uncle, right? And I used to always, whenever I speak to my daughter, she calls her uncle, hey Dod, how you doing Dod? Like dude, you know, hey Dod. I'm like, it's your uncle, don't call. But it's Dod. Okay, that's uncle. So Hadod, uncle, is a more Ivri. More is a boy who is a teacher. A girl who's a teacher is a mo-ra. A boy who's a teacher is a mo-re. Okay, let's move on to page 18. Now, I hate to tell you guys, because I know you guys are having so much fun, but this is the last page for the evening. There's nothing else I can do about it. I'm sorry, I can't create another page. It's not here. But don't worry. Next Tuesday, I'll be here at 7 o'clock. With hot coffee ready for you guys, ready to learn a little more. Okay. All right. We're up to page 18. Page 18. Here I am mixing up my cards. I feel like I'm in Vegas having fun over here at the blackjack table, mixing and mixing and mixing my cards. All right. Before we get to page 18, which will be teaching us the last letter of the evening, and you can imagine what page 19 will be, that's going to be homework. If homework, this is school. Okay. But we're going to go through all the letters up until this point. This is how we're going to conclude the evening. We're going to go through the letters, and then I'm going to introduce you to another letter. The last letter, the final letter. The final letter we'll get to in a moment. But before we get to that, let's do these letters. Then we're going to see page 19, page 18. Okay. V. Because remember, it's a void. There's no ball, it's void. Excellent, very good. That one was for you. See the dent in this letter? D, very good. Half a line. Okay. Excellent, very good. This is round at the right. Rough, very good. Oh, very good. Remember the bowling ball? I guess it wasn't a good example. Yeah, very good. The little P. E, very good. And the little. Very good. And the tongue depressor. Very good. And everyone out loud? The mountain. And the little ball. But very good. Okay, these are all, I mean, you see that this is almost half of, you guys are flying. All right, page 18. Six letters. You did the X, the Y, the box, the vacuum, the mountain, the tear, which we're not, I didn't focus on that. I introduced it to you. The dent, it's round at the right. There's a hole and a chuppah. And what holiday is coming up soon? Hanukkah. Very good. That's exactly right. And we saw all those letters and we saw the tongue depressor. We saw the little T, which is what sound? Ah. We saw whatever that is. We saw the little P, which is E. And we saw the little, the three dots, E. And this, or this, O. Okay. The last thing we're going to see today, or tonight, is this little guy. This letter is right here. Okay? You'll see, compared to this, this is circle. I'm not going to worry about that. But this, compared to this, is much more square. Much, much more square. Much more square.
What is it
called? Ma. Now, this letter is the exact same letter sound as this one. Mm-hmm. The difference between this little guy and this little guy is this is at the end. The last letter. If you want the last letter of a word to have a muh sound, we don't make it this way. We make it like that. That's called a final letter. There's a few letters in the Aleph Bet which are final letters. So this is a letter which, if you want a muh sound in the beginning or the middle of a word, it looks like that. For example, the guy who gave us the Ten Commandments, his name was Moshe. The way his name is spelled is with this, because the first letter of his name is muh, so it's this. However, if you want the end to sound with a muh sound, we use this, okay? Alright? For example, as we're going to see in a moment, some of these examples. But this is a muh, okay? Let's try page 18. Alright? How are we doing so far? Brain overload? Alright. Let's do it. So again, when we see this final, it's interesting, it's the final letter we're learning, because this is the final muh sound, because that's found at the end of a word. But it's the same sound as this. All right, let's move on to page 18, line 1. Class? Im, mi, ami, amim, do, do, deem. Deem. Very good. Excellent. Now the third word that we saw on this line is Am. There's a song called Am Yisrael Chai. Chai means life. Yisrael are the Jews. Am is a nation. Let the Jewish nation live. Am Yisrael Chai. Am needs this special more square. Ma, because it's the last letter. Okay, let's try line 2. Mo, re, mo, reem, am, a, meem, ra, beem. Excellent. Line 4, which is a very important guy, which is being read about in the Torah this week. Av, ra, ham, ha, Eve, Re. Avraham. Abraham. Avraham. That's the guy's name. That is how you spell it. Those are all the letters that we use so far. Let's try line 8. Av.
Wait a second. You wouldn't spell it that way because the M is a final M.
Right. So you'll see that is the last letter in the word. In Avraham. So it's the last letter of his name. So in fact, that's why I jumped to line 8. Okay? You'll see his name all together. It was broken up, but it's the same letters now all together. Let's try line 8. Avraham. 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 You know why Avraham is called that name? Because Avraham, one of the words that we learned is Av. What is an Av? Abba, or Av, is a father. And Avraham is a father of the Jewish people. That's why he's called Avraham. That's why he's given that name. So again, you see, if you were reading in the English Bible, it would say Abraham. But now once we are learning Hebrew, you see the meaning, the richness of the Hebrew language, that Avraham means he is the Av Ha'ivrim, the father of the Jews. That's who he was. Okay.
Ivrim is Jews?
An Ivri is a Jew. Ha'ivrim is the Jewish people, plural. Okay, Ivri is one. Ha'ivrim are all of them, are plural, many of them. Okay? We're going to master more words and sentences as the weeks continue, okay? This, again, is just the first week. We're building. We're going to be building like a tower, all right? Let's continue on. Let's see. We're going to see 10, 11, and 12. line 10. E ma a ba av ra ha. Very good. Line 11. A av a mim ra bim. Ha mo re a mar av ra ham av ha am ha iv ri. And that's what did Hamore Omar? Hamore is the, what is Amore? Amore is a teacher. The teacher Omar, the teacher said, what did the teacher say? Avraham is the Av, is the Abba, is the father of Ha'am. Like we said, Am is Am Yisrael Chai. Am is a nation, Ha'ivri, of the Jews. So that's, we've learned how to be able to not only read a full sentence of Hebrew, perhaps we're able to now see how the letters and the vowels are all connected. Okay, before I give you your homework assignment for the evening, then and only then will I dismiss the class, but not a second before that, I'm going to do one last shuffle. Okay? Now, of course, I have... You think this is all the cards I have? I have all different colors and everything. I'm on fire. I have fun over here, you know? I'm not in the hot seat. You guys are in the hot seat. All right? So, all right, let's see what we've learned today. Okay? Let's see what we've learned today. All right?
Yeah.
Very good. Excellent. It's at the end. This one's for you. Excellent. Okay. No sounds.
Duh.
See the dent in the letter? It's a dent. Today, so that next Tuesday when we come back, and we look forward to everyone coming back and telling your friends and having them come as well, is that if you are able to study, and it's recommended that a person should study at least 15 minutes. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be sitting down at the end of the day and doing study for 15 minutes. It's very possible that if, let's say, you're on a subway, right? Or you just bring it to work, or bring it around, bring it home, stick it in your pocket. And when you have a free moment, read page 19. Page 19 is review, or chazara. Chazara. It's something which we're hopefully you're going to review. And if you have any questions, if you're having difficulty, I'm giving you all of my phone numbers. So if you forget how to say a sound, or if you need inspiration, or you want someone to yell at you, I love yelling, as you know, and you can call me, and I'll be there to be your support. I'll give you three phone numbers. First of all, my school number, which is I'm at most of the day, is the 718 number. It's 474-0045. Okay. You know that one already?
Yes.
Committed that to memory? The synagogue number is also a 718 number. It's 474-3300. And my cell phone number, as I'm a Connecticut boy, is area code 203. Can you imagine? I come all the way from Connecticut to teach you guys. Actually, I live a block away. 530-1700. And if that's not enough, here's my home number. 718, because you think I'm from Connecticut, 474-1143. If you need any, if you have a question, or if you have some concerns or issues, please do not hesitate to pick up the phone and give me a call. And we look forward to having everyone continue. And we look forward after week 5 that we, in fact, will have been able to speak and read Hebrew. Thank you, and good night. Thank you.